You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anthony Kastrin, and this is our latest look at the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm joined by Todd Zielecki. And Todd, obviously, you know, this was a season, a bridge kind of year, as 27 pretends to be as well. But, you know, 71-91 year for the Phillies. They had that strong start in 2016 and certainly made some big strides in the starting staff with some young arms. And, you know, we saw like Odubel Herrera had another big year. What do you take away from 2016? What were some of your favorite moments or stories from this year?
Well, I think a few things come to mind when I think about this past season. And one being probably at the top of my list, actually, is, you know, the final season of Ryan Howard in the Phillies uniform. Because he was the last piece of that 2008 World Series team. He was the last piece of that, you know, arguably the greatest era in Phillies history, you know, five straight division titles. And in today's day and age, that's really, really hard to do. But, you know, Howard, in my mind, goes down as the greatest first baseman in Phillies history, despite the fact that he had struggled the past few seasons. And, you know, what really kind of sticks out for me about him is he really handled himself well this year. He was in great spirits all year long, you know, from being an everyday player to being a platoon player to then basically being a bench player as Tommy Joseph kind of asserted himself. But what really sticks out is the final game of the season. The Phillies put together a really, really nice farewell ceremony for him. And you saw him get emotional in the pregame ceremony as he kind of talked about his Phillies career coming to an end, as he talked about his teammates, and as he kind of said farewell to the organization. And that, you know, it's weird because, like, you know, you mentioned that, you know, the team struggled this year, but that's a moment that really kind of sticks out for me. It's going to stick out for me, you know, years and years down the road. When I think of the 2016 season, I'm going to remember that Ryan Howard farewell address at the ballpark on the final day of the season. And then other than that, you know, there were some interesting moments here and there. Vince Velasquez in April struck out 16 in a shutout against the Padres, kind of came onto the scene. You know, he was the kind of key piece in the Ken Giles trade with Houston in December of 2015. You know, and just generally speaking, I think you see some pieces that could be part of this future. Odubel Herrera, just mentioned Velasquez, Jared Eichhoff, some of the other young pitchers on the team, you know, Aaron Nola when he's healthy, Jake Thompson, Alec Asher, Zach Eflin. You know, they have some good young pieces that I think they can kind of build a core around, and with some prospects coming up through the pipeline as early as next season.
Yeah, they were over their skis a little bit those first 6 weeks of the season or so, but it was certainly it was a positive feeling, a positive vibe around that club that you hadn't had in a while. And obviously things did level off and schedule tightened up, especially. And but you're right. I mean, Velasquez is shut out of the Padres, Eichhoff, Aaron Nola, Zach Eflin. You don't have to squint too hard to see a real quality rotation building there.
Yeah, and you know what you saw in those first 6 weeks? They were 24-17, and people were like, wow, could they really keep this up? And I basically told everybody, no, they cannot keep it up because the run differential was so out of whack. But what those first 6 weeks did show you is they got really good starting pitching. And it tells you if you get really good starting pitching, even with a really bad offense, you know, the Phillies had the worst offense in baseball last season, that you can be a competitive team. So if those guys that we just mentioned continue to develop and take another step forward next season, you know, they're not going to contend for a wild card, I don't think. I don't think they're there yet. But they certainly could, you know, they could push to be a 500 team. You know, they could take a run at that, which in my opinion would be a significant step forward, especially because I think beginning next season you're going to start to see the Phillies start spending some serious money. So if those guys can continue to pitch well, you know, maybe they'll be able to add an ace, quote unquote ace, at some point, and then I think they'll be really set up nicely for a long run.
And you touched on this, with Howard's farewell, but kind of a passing of the torch there to Tommy Joseph, 21 home runs, and a guy who dealt with so many concussions, at a younger stage of his career. It was good to see him kind of assert himself at the big league level.
Yeah, you know, a really good guy. You know, kind of a feel good story to see him bounce back. You know, he was DFA'd and last year, and quite frankly, I think everybody kind of assumed that he was a bust. You know, he came from the Giants and the Hunter Pence trade in July of 2012, and it was like, oh, well, that trade didn't work out. So to see him next last season hit 20 home runs, and he actually got better later in the season. You know, he wasn't walking much earlier in the season, so he had some, you know, he had a lot of home runs, but didn't walk a lot, struck out a lot, had a really low on-base percentage, and he actually got that on-base percentage over 300. So it's going to be a real interesting year for him. He's going to get the opportunity to play every day. You know, can he produce on an everyday basis? You know, can he continue to make adjustments? And if he ends up actually panning out as a 30 home run guy, you know, OPS over 800 or something, that would be a huge find for the Phillies, because then they can focus their free agent dollars, their trade, trade pieces elsewhere, you know, to fill other holes in the lineup and in the rotation and the bullpen, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a real big year for him, and it's going to be kind of fun to watch. Does he progress? Does he take a step back? To see kind of, you know, where he fits in the Phillies' future.
And speaking of the future, I mean, just as important at the big league level, what was going on at the big league level is what was going on beneath the surface. You know, J.P. Crawford, Mark Appel, Nick Williams, those guys all spent some time at AAA. Dylan Cozens was just added to the 40-man. So, you know, the future's starting to knock on the door a little bit with this club.
Yeah, and, you know, next season you look at the AAA roster and, you know, position player-wise, rotation-wise, it's pretty much all, like, high-level prospects. So it's not like, you know, when the Phillies were really good, like, you know, from 2007 to 2011, their AAA roster was a lot of, like, six-year free agents. Just, you know, their farm system really wasn't that good. But now next season, you go around the lineup the AAA roster, up and down the AAA roster, and there's pretty much a prospect at every single position. So a big year for AAA as well. Those guys are going to be trying to push people out of their jobs at the big league level. You know, J.P. Crawford, particularly at shortstop, the number two prospect in baseball, you know, can he get off to a hot start and put some pressure on Freddie Galvis? You know, Nick Williams, you know, there's going to be some of these top pitching prospects we mentioned earlier, they're going to be in AAA, you know, so there's going to be a good battle in spring training. So the Phillies are really kind of excited to see, by the end of the year, they hope to know which pieces are going to fit, which pieces might not fit, again, so they know how they can start spending their money next year.
All right. I want to thank Todd Zielecki for helping us wrap up 2016 in the world with Phillies here. We'll continue to check in with him throughout the new year. Until then, thanks for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Philadelphia Phillies edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.